But let's turn now to the fourth day of the general election campaign, which finds Fine Gael scrambling to move on from weekend remarks by Michael O'Leary. Addressing the campaign launch of Fine Gael Minister Peter Burke, the Ryanair boss said there were too many teachers in the Dáil and that he wouldn't employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done. The party published its housing policy this morning and we'll have more on that shortly. But Fianna Fáil became the first party to publish its full manifesto, and that's where we'll begin. There are almost 200 pages of pledges, starting with the cost of living, health and housing. Here are some of those promises from party leader Micheál Martin.
Our tax reductions and increases in social protection payments will ensure that incomes are protected against rising prices. We will increase the state pension to at least €350 per week, and we will build on the enormous progress on childcare in recent years. We will invest in expanding places, supporting childcare workers, and reducing fees to €200 per month. We want to expand access to primary care with an extra 1,500 GPs, while also extending free GP cards to all under 12s. We want to establish rapid access outpatient clinics and expand vital diagnostics to treat patients faster. We want to implement reforms which ensure that the level and quality of care in all parts of the health system are transparent and available to the public.
Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin speaking this morning. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, this manifesto, it's a lengthy document. What stands out?
There's big commitments there around pensions and welfare. That promise that the state pension would go up to €350. There's also a pledge around welfare, weekly welfare rates. They would rise by €12 every year. And I suppose the childcare issue is a big one too, that it would be €200 per child per month. And the Fianna Fáil leader holding out the possibility that it could go even further if the economic circumstances were right. For renters, there's going to be a doubling of the rental credit, but no rent freeze, which many other parties are advocating. Around general taxation, the point at which people pay the higher rate of tax could go up to €50,000. There are other smaller things along the way as well, which people might look to, things like a possible tax credit on the way for GEM membership. Some things outside of the economic sphere that were interesting too is there's a plan in here to decriminalise those found in possession of drugs if it is for their own personal use. And of course, one of the big costs that people face is on the energy side. There's a plan here to bring those energy prices in line with EU averages, and that will be done by greater investment in renewable energy and upgrading the national grid.
Now, Fine Gael launched its policy on one of the most important issues in this election, housing, which leader Simon Harris said was his top priority.
We're also going to use at least €10 billion of the funding from Apple to help build the homes that we need. You can't just say housing is the number one priority and not significantly try and turbocharge further the budget for it. Now, my party is a party that values home ownership. I think home ownership is key to all of this. I've met young people the length and breadth of Ireland. I've stood in their parents' hallways and their parents' porches. I've sat in the parents' sitting rooms, and I've talked to young people who want to move out of the family home and be able to buy their own home. And let me be very clear, it will be a red line issue for this party. We will not go into government in any scenario where the rug is pulled from under first-time buyers. Not doing it, not interested, won't be happening.
Simon Harris. Micheál, we'll come to the Michael O'Leary comments in a few moments. But first of all, on the substance of this morning's document, what else is Fine Gael promising?
Well, I suppose one of the big questions arises from any housing targets or commitments on that side is how do you get the workers to actually do it? And Simon Harris is talking about greater use of the apprenticeship scheme. Also talking about the fact that there will be more construction workers quite soon moving from building offices to moving to constructing homes instead, and that could make a big difference as well. So they seem to be the areas in which Fine Gael are focusing and hope the targets can be delivered. When it comes to social housing, he spoke about an increase in numbers there, but that homelessness numbers have not come down. And Simon Harris talking about something about a review or perhaps a closer look at how social houses are actually allocated.
We'll come, as I say now, to those weekend comments from Michael O'Leary, because Fine Gael continues to grapple with those. The Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, on the campaign trail in Dublin South Central this morning, he said he rejected the criticisms from the Ryanair boss.
Michael O'Leary, if Michael O'Leary was designing his fantasy cabinet, from the sounds of it, it would be made up solely of rich men. I think Michael O'Leary's comments yesterday in terms of teachers and disrespecting an entire profession were absolutely disgraceful. We've seen over the past few weeks billionaires punching down in America, and it's really sad to see now that billionaires punching down is becoming part of Irish politics as well. And I was particularly shocked to see the big cheer it got from the Fine Gael faithful at their election launch event. I think Catherine Martin has done a fantastic job as Arts Minister in terms of delivering a basic income for artists and delivering one of the biggest increases in investment in sports that we're seeing around the country, and in terms of her handling of the crisis in RTE. The Green Party has delivered. Michael O'Leary likes to talk about delivery. We've delivered the lowest carbon emissions in our country in 30 years, at the same time that our economy is growing.
And there were similar comments from the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic.
I was horrified to see Michael O'Leary doubling down on the comments he's made, personalising them, being extremely nasty in his commentary. And I think it has now come to the point where not only must Fine Gael distance themselves from his remarks and his follow-up, but they now must also reject his endorsement. I think it's time for Fine Gael to say which side they're on.
Micheál Lehan is still with us. Micheál, a far from ideal start for Fine Gael. Simon Harris, I think, going a bit further today to try and distance himself from the Ryanair man's comments.
Yes, Simon Harris definitely did go further, saying that he was pretty annoyed about the comments and describing them as crass. So I think that probably does take things a distance further than yesterday, where Fine Gael was still kind of relatively happy overall that Michael O'Leary had endorsed the party's economic strategy. If annoyed about his teachers and comments, there certainly is an attempt today to put clear water between themselves and the comments about teachers. And I suppose that is simply because of the fact that this story is continuing to ripple through this election campaign. There's no doubt about it. From a Fine Gael point of view now, it was a misstep, and it is setting the early agenda in the campaign.
Sinn Féin, meanwhile, has been introducing its candidates to the media. Here's what the party leader Mary Lou MacDonald told reporters.
We are asking for our chance to lead, to show what can be done when a government finally puts workers, families and community first, to deliver for each and every person who believes that Ireland can be fairer, better and more equal. Give us this chance to deliver for you, and then judge us on how we perform. We won't let you down. We have the best plans, the best policies, and we have the best people, the very best team in the field for this election. We're serious about electing a new government for working people. We're out to win this election.
There was always going to be interest, Micheál, in the unveiling of this team, because at the last general election, Sinn Féin had too few candidates. There was a general view that at the local elections, it had too many candidates. So how many candidates is it going to have this time?
It's going to go above the 70 mark. It's interesting that many of these candidates have been added very late in the day. Sinn Féin, that shows that they are nimble. And I suppose there is no doubt that the party must be basing this on internal polling that is carrying out in constituencies. I think there seems to be a view within Sinn Féin that what it's picking up on the ground is at odds with those national polls, that it is ahead of that. And as a result, it is still adding candidates, going above 70. And I think the party believes that it can make a difference there. So you're seeing notable additions in the last number of days, whether that's in Donegal or in places like Dublin South Central as well, where the party feels it is in the hunt if to retain and possibly for gains even.
Mm-hmm. I think a second candidate now in Limerick City as well. We'll turn for just a moment to the Social Democrats. They were speaking about waste this morning. Spokesman Gary Gannon promised a new anti-waste watchdog.
What we're launching is a document that tells the public how we, the Social Democrats, would seek to re-establish trust. We're building a government accountability agency, an anti-corruption agency. And look, this matters. It really matters. I mean, for too long over the last couple of months, we've been answering questions about a bike shed from the public who feel that such exorbitant spend without any form of consequences of actions undermines everybody. So as we approach this today, we do so about re-establishing trust in the public to the state and those they trust to make decisions on their behalf.
Micheál Gary Gannon, a candidate obviously in Dublin Central and a man who says he'll be running in that constituency, Gerry Hutch, better known to many of us as the Monk. He returned to Dublin this morning.
Yes, and he is in the field, or going to be in the field very soon in that constituency, which does make this one of the most watched and one of the most interesting constituencies in the country. Now, what impact will that have? Of course, you already have such high-profile figures there, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, and also the Finance Minister, Pascal, the Public Expenditure Minister and former Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, as well. And not too long ago, the headlines were made when Claire Daly announced that she would run there. So this is an interesting one, and it's going to be significant to see how it plays out in the campaign initially and also on results day, which of course isn't too far away at all.
That's true. Micheál, thank you very much for bringing us that roundup of this morning's events on the campaign trail. We'll be back with more on the News at One after a short break. Step into the world.